Bryant Terry's The Inspired Vegan isn't just another cookbook. It's a manifesto for the food justice movement wrapped in mouth-watering recipes and cultural storytelling. As a James Beard Award-winning chef and food activist, Terry has created a work that transcends typical culinary literature. The book has become required reading in university food studies programs nationwide and has influenced a generation of conscious cooks. Even celebrities like Erykah Badu and Common have praised Terry's approach to plant-based cooking that honors Black culinary traditions while reimagining them for today's health-conscious eaters. What makes this book revolutionary is how it seamlessly weaves together delicious recipes with powerful narratives about food access, cultural heritage, and social justice, creating not just meals, but meaningful experiences that nourish both body and soul. The Inspired Vegan begins with an extraordinary acknowledgement of the diverse influences that shaped Terry's culinary vision. Like a carefully curated playlist, he credits musicians from Cut Chemist to Kanon, artists like Jean-Michel Basquiat, authors including Richard Wright, and personal influences such as his daughter Funmilio. This isn't mere name-dropping. It's a deliberate statement about how food exists within a broader cultural context. Each influence represents a thread in the tapestry of flavors, techniques, and philosophies that inform his cooking, from hip-hop's improvisational spirit to literature's narrative power. The book's structure reflects this holistic approach through three distinct yet interconnected parts: basics, foundational techniques and preparations; interlude, recipes organized by type; and menus, seasonal meal collections inspired by memories, movements, and heroes. This arrangement invites readers to move beyond isolated recipes toward creating cohesive, meaningful dining experiences. The basics section, for instance, doesn't just teach techniques, but explains their cultural significance, while the menu section weaves personal stories with historical contexts, creating multi-layered culinary experiences. What's particularly striking is Terry's philosophy of cooking as creative improvisation. Start with the visceral, move to the cerebral, and end at the political, he writes, explaining how pleasurable food experiences can shift attitudes and ultimately politics. This approach emerged from his decade of food activism, beginning with founding Be Healthy in New York City after culinary school, where he educated young people about healthy cooking and food politics. Through workshops, community events, and hands-on cooking classes, Terry demonstrated how food choices connect to broader social justice issues, from environmental sustainability to economic equality. The book itself is described as a collage, combining Terry's passion for food, design, storytelling, music, photography, and other media. This multi-sensory approach makes perfect sense when you consider his background as both a chef and an activist. Each recipe is accompanied by vivid photography that captures not just the final dish, but the process and context of its creation. The book's design elements, from typography to layout, reflect the jazz and hip-hop influences that permeate Terry's cooking philosophy. For Terry, recipes aren't isolated instructions, but rather cultural artifacts that carry history, politics, and possibility within their ingredients and methods. His invitation to readers is clear and empowering. Adapt freely, substitute ingredients based on local availability, and combine leftover dishes creatively. He compares cooking to jazz jam sessions and hip-hop ciphers, spaces where intuition and senses drive creation. Just as jazz musicians riff off standard compositions, Terry encourages cooks to use his recipes as starting points for their own culinary explorations. This perspective transforms cooking from a rigid following of instructions into a form of personal and cultural expression, where each meal becomes an opportunity for creativity, connection, and social change. Through this lens, cooking becomes a form of storytelling, where ingredients and techniques carry cultural memories and create new narratives. The basic section of Terry's cookbook serves as a masterclass in vegan cooking fundamentals, techniques that transform simple plant ingredients into deeply satisfying meals. Unlike many cookbooks that rush to showcase flashy recipes, Terry takes time to establish the building blocks that make his dishes sing with flavor, understanding that mastering these foundations is crucial for consistent success in plant-based cooking. At the heart of his approach is the art of deepening flavors through careful technique and ingredient selection. Vegetable stocks are essential building blocks in vegan cooking, he explains, noting how homemade versions provide incomparable depth and cleanliness that elevate everything from soups to grains. He emphasizes using a variety of vegetables, from classic mirepoix to mushroom stems and kombu, to create layers of umami that commercial stocks can't match. This attention to foundational elements reveals Terry's culinary philosophy. Exceptional food begins with exceptional basics, and shortcuts rarely yield the same results. His approach to fat is refreshingly balanced and practical. Rather than dogmatically avoiding it, as some vegan cookbooks do, or using it excessively, Terry embraces fat for its flavor-enhancing properties while being mindful of moderation. Fat gives food that extra oomph that makes my culinary life more exciting, he admits, balancing leaner weekday meals with richer weekend fare. He particularly champions high-quality olive oil, coconut oil, and nut-based fats, explaining how each contributes unique characteristics to different cooking methods. The section on vinaigrettes exemplifies his teaching style, breaking down the classic 1-to-3 ratio of acid to fat while explaining how this simple mixture becomes a versatile flavor vehicle. He explores variations using different acids, from balsamic to citrus, oils, and aromatics, creating a template for endless experimentation. His advice against overdressing salads and serving dressings at room temperature demonstrates the kind of practical wisdom that elevates home cooking, with specific guidance on how temperature affects flavor perception. Terry's spice philosophy centers on sea salt as a kitchen foundation, noting it contains 32 minerals and aids digestion. His essential spice collection includes cayenne, cinnamon, coriander, cumin, paprika, and red pepper flakes, a carefully curated palette that allows endless flavor variations. He provides detailed guidance on toasting whole spices, grinding them fresh, and combining them in various proportions for different cultural flavor profiles. Rather than relying on pre-made spice blends, which often contain unhealthy additives, he encourages making your own to ensure freshness and purity, offering several base recipes for custom blends. Perhaps most valuable are his techniques for creating creamy textures without dairy. Creamed cashews, simply soaked raw cashews pureed in a blender, becomes a versatile base for everything from grits to soups to desserts. He details the optimal soaking times, blending techniques, and ratio adjustments for different applications, from thick sauces to light cream alternatives. This simple preparation exemplifies how plant-based cooking can achieve richness without animal products, while also providing superior nutritional value. His protein strategies are equally practical and comprehensive, focusing on properly prepared tofu, preferably oven-roasted for optimal texture, tempeh, thin-sliced and pan-fried to maximize crispiness, and legumes, cooked from scratch with kombu for mineralization and digestibility. He addresses common pitfalls, such as waterlogged tofu or bitter tempeh, providing specific techniques to achieve restaurant-quality results. These methods transform potentially bland ingredients into satisfying centerpieces that keep diners full and nourished while building a repertoire of techniques that can be applied across various recipes. The heart of the inspired vegan lies in its thoughtfully crafted menus, seasonal collections that transcend mere recipe groupings to become cultural narratives and celebrations. Each menu tells a story, honors a person or movement, and creates a complete sensory experience, down to suggested soundtrack pairings, carefully curated ambient lighting recommendations, and even table setting suggestions that reflect the cultural context of each meal. Grits, greens, molasses exemplifies this approach, celebrating African American culinary traditions beyond stereotypical soul food. Inspired by a visit to his parents in Alabama, Terry reflects on how his grandmother's cooking represented comfort, family bonding, and the hidden narrative of African American cooking with its diverse ingredients and regional variations. The menu includes savory grits with sautéed broad beans and roasted fennel, where traditional stone-ground grits meet Mediterranean-inspired fennel. Wilted dandelion greens with hot garlic dressing that transforms a common weed into a nutrient-rich delicacy, and ginger molasses cake that reimagines the historical significance of molasses in Southern cooking. Each dish honors tradition while incorporating fresh, seasonal ingredients and innovative cooking techniques. Freedom Fair connects food directly to liberation struggles, featuring Johnny Cakes with caramelized onion relish, a dish that recalls the portable sustenance of Underground Railroad journeys, and butterbean and tomato-drenched collards that pay homage to the resourcefulness of enslaved cooks. The menu incorporates historically significant ingredients like rice, sweet potatoes, and black-eyed peas, while adding contemporary twists such as smoky paprika and fresh herbs. The accompanying soundtrack suggestions, including Nina Simone's Young, Gifted, and Black and Sweet Honey in the Rock's Freedom Songs, complete the multisensory experience, creating an atmosphere of remembrance and celebration. South Asian Supper demonstrates Terry's global influences, beginning with a warming masala chai blended with house-made almond milk. The menu features asparagus and sweet potato curry, showcasing spring's first tender spears, sog tofu that reimagines the traditional paneer dish, aromatic yellow basmati rice infused with saffron threads, and a cardamom saffron sweet lassi that provides a cooling finish. This spring menu showcases seasonal ingredients with aphrodisiac qualities, highlighting Terry's deep knowledge of both culinary traditions and ingredient properties, while demonstrating how global flavors can be adapted for plant-based cooking. Perhaps most powerful is Funmilayo's Feast, a menu dedicated to Funmilayo Ransom Kuti, Nigerian teacher, anti-colonial activist, women's rights pioneer, and mother of musician Fela Kuti. The menu artfully blends Algerian, Nigerian, and Senegalese cuisine, featuring bisop kouler, a vibrant hibiscus drink traditionally served during celebrations, crispy Funmilayo fritters with spicy harissa sauce, aromatic wet jollof rice cooked in a rich tomato-based broth, and white wine-simmered collard greens that bridge African and European cooking traditions. Each dish incorporates ingredients and techniques from across the African continent, creating a pan-African celebration of female leadership and resistance. Through these carefully constructed menus, Terry demonstrates how food can simultaneously nourish bodies, honor histories, and inspire social change. Each collection creates a complete experience, greater than the sum of its recipes, a culinary narrative that feeds both stomach and spirit, while encouraging diners to consider the deeper cultural and historical significance of their meals. The menus serve as both practical cooking guides and educational tools, helping readers understand the connections between food, culture, and social justice. Throughout The Inspired Vegan, Terry weaves a powerful narrative about food justice, the understanding that access to healthy, culturally appropriate food is a fundamental right often denied to marginalized communities. This isn't abstract political theory, but lived reality, as Terry opens by contrasting his food-rich neighborhood in Oakland with nearby West Oakland. 53 liquor stores, but no supermarkets, a stark illustration of food apartheid in America. Terry's Farm Fresh menu directly addresses the often invisible human cost of our food system. He reflects on the global crisis facing small farmers, from South Korean farmer Lee Kyung-hai's suicide protest at the WTO conference to the epidemic of farmer suicides in India documented by activist Vandana Shiva. He acknowledges America's own troubled agricultural history, from slave labor to discrimination against black farmers, Japanese internment, and the ongoing exploitation of migrant workers. His conclusion is powerful. Cruelty-free must extend to all living beings, including those who harvest our food. The Detroit Harvest Menu honors Detroit's food justice movement and the legacy of Grace Lee Boggs and her husband James, who founded Detroit Summer, a collective focused on transforming the city through youth leadership and community action. Terry celebrates Detroit's community gardens, which emerged as acts of self-determination in a city without major grocery outlets, and acknowledges organizations like the Detroit Food Justice Task Force and Detroit Black Community Food Security Network for their ongoing work. His Celebration Chisholm menu honors Shirley Chisholm, the first Black woman elected to Congress and first major party Black presidential candidate. Drawing on her Barbadian and Guyanese heritage, the Caribbean-inspired menu celebrates her fearless leadership for equality and justice. Chisholm bravely ran for president in 1972, despite overwhelming odds, demonstrating her refusal to accept the status quo and her commitment to making democracy more representative. What makes Terry's approach to food politics so effective is how he embeds it within delicious, accessible recipes. Rather than lecturing, he invites readers to engage with these issues through the pleasure of good food. His mantra, "Start with the visceral, move to the cerebral, and end at the political," recognizes that meaningful change often begins with sensory experience. By creating dishes that honor cultural traditions while addressing contemporary concerns about health, sustainability, and justice, Terry demonstrates how everyday cooking can become a form of activism. One of the most fascinating aspects of The Inspired Vegan is how Terry creates bridges between seemingly disparate culinary traditions, demonstrating that food can be a powerful medium for cultural exchange and understanding. His Afro-Asian Jung Party menu exemplifies this approach, celebrating the historical solidarity between African and Asian communities through reimagined Jung, rice dumplings wrapped in bamboo leaves. These dumplings, traditionally a Chinese portable meal, are reinvented with ingredients significant to both cultures: three types of rice, peanuts, black-eyed peas, and shiitake mushrooms. Created for Bryant and his wife's engagement party, they symbolize the union of cultures through food that's healthy, flavorful, and assembled in the spirit of unifying our two cultures. The accompanying shoyu vinegar chili dipping sauce adds brightness with cilantro, jalapeno, and green onion, a perfect fusion of flavors that honors both traditions. Similarly, his Winter in Hong Kong menu centers around congee, a comforting rice porridge that Bryant experienced daily during a trip to Hong Kong. He transforms this simple dish into a canvas for creativity, suggesting numerous accompaniments, including shoyu, sesame oil, chili oil, caramelized onions, pickled mustard greens, and steamed spinach. The menu's tofu with peanuts roasted in chili oil and gingered black sesame seed brittle further demonstrate how traditional elements can be respectfully reimagined. The Fete Before Fast menu honors New Orleans, where diverse culinary traditions from Africa, Western Europe, Asia, the Caribbean, and indigenous North America converge to create extraordinary cuisine. Bryant reflects on how his college years in New Orleans profoundly influenced his cooking style, which embodies the mixing of cultural practices that define the city's food. His roasted winter vegetable jambalaya acknowledges the dish's multicultural origins: Spanish paella influence during Spain's control of Louisiana, 1764 to 1803, and ultimately Moorish North African rice traditions. What makes Terry's approach to cultural fusion particularly meaningful is his deep respect for the origins of each tradition. Rather than appropriating or diluting cultural practices, he researches their histories, acknowledges their sources, and thoughtfully reimagines them in ways that honor their essence while creating something new. His approach to recipes through the prism of the African diaspora represents his creative reworking of diverse culinary traditions and expresses his hopes for humanity through the beauty and contrasts of his cooking. Throughout The Inspired Vegan, Terry demonstrates a profound commitment to seasonal eating, not as a trendy concept, but as a practical approach to creating delicious, nutritious, and sustainable meals. His menus are carefully organized by season, showcasing ingredients at their peak flavor and nutritional value. In his basics section, Terry champions root vegetables and winter squash as tasty, nutritious, and inexpensive staples for colder months. His preferred preparation method is beautifully simple: toss them in olive oil, transfer to a baking sheet, and bake at high heat. The roasting process caramelizes the vegetables, adding natural sweetness to dishes like his roasted winter vegetable jambalaya. His encourages experimenting with beets, rutabagas, turnips, and winter squashes like acorn, butternut, delicata, and kabocha, creating a palette of flavors perfect for cold weather cooking. For spring, his South Asian supper menu emphasizes the importance of enjoying asparagus at its peak season. He writes passionately about preparing it thoughtfully to preserve its natural sweetness and nutritional benefits, noting that asparagus is not only delicious, but traditionally considered an aphrodisiac, perfect for spring's renewal energy. Summer brings the Crimson Cookout menu, featuring vibrant red ingredients at their seasonal best. The open-faced grilled eggplant, red onion, and heirloom tomato sandwiches celebrate summer's bounty, while the raspberry lime ice pops offer a refreshing dessert that captures summer's essence. Terry's approach to tomatoes exemplifies his seasonal philosophy. In the surplus tomatoes section, he writes, "Growing food at home, even just herbs on a windowsill or tomatoes in a container, heals our earth and transforms us from consumers to producers." Following his parents' and grandparents' tradition, he grows tomatoes in his Oakland garden, taking advantage of the Bay Area's long growing season. Beyond eating them fresh and sharing with others, he preserves them through oven drying, sauce making, and canning, extending summer's bounty into winter months. This connection to seasonal rhythms isn't just about flavor. It's about reconnecting with natural cycles that industrial food systems have obscured. By eating seasonally, Terry suggests, we not only enjoy better tasting food, but also reduce our environmental footprint and support local food systems. His practical preservation techniques, from oven drying tomatoes to pickling vegetables, provide ways to extend seasonal bounty, creating a more sustainable approach to year-round eating. In a world of rushed meals and disconnected eating, Terry offers a radical alternative, cooking and dining as mindful practices that engage all our senses and connect us to larger meanings. His mindful brunch menu exemplifies this approach, creating a summer meal designed for slow, conscious enjoyment. The menu balances alcoholic options like the Bloody Sunday, a creative twist on the Bloody Mary using marinated beet puree, with non-alcoholic choices such as Ambrosia Punch, inspired by the classic Ambrosia fruit salad. This thoughtful inclusion ensures everyone can participate fully in the shared experience. The crunchy chopped salad with creamy herb dressing celebrates textural diversity with romaine, green beans, cucumber, bell pepper, celery, green onions, and Fuji apple slices, inviting diners to notice the varied sensations with each bite. Sweet potato cornmeal drop biscuits with maple syrup and velvety grits with sautéed summer squash, heirloom tomatoes, and parsley walnut pesto offer hearty, comforting dishes that satisfy without overwhelming. The meal concludes with frozen café au lait with nutmeg and chocolate shavings, a refreshing coffee treat that provides just enough sweetness to complete the experience. Beyond specific recipes, Terry's overall approach to cooking embodies mindfulness. He encourages readers to engage all their senses, to notice the vibrant colors of fresh produce, inhale the aromas of simmering stocks and toasting spices, appreciate textural contrasts, and savor complex flavor combinations. His detailed instructions often include sensory cues rather than just timers. Cook until fragrant or until the edges begin to brown, teaching readers to trust their perceptions. Perhaps most importantly, Terry frames cooking not as a chore, but as a creative act that connects us to our heritage, our communities, and the earth. When he describes making jung, rice dumplings, as a community activity perfect for gathering friends who can enjoy some together and take others home, he's advocating for cooking as a social practice that builds relationships. When he encourages growing even just windowsill herbs, he's inviting readers to experience the profound satisfaction of participating in food production, however modestly. This mindful approach extends to eating as well. By creating balanced, thoughtful menus rather than isolated recipes, Terry encourages us to consider how flavors and textures complement each other across a meal. His soundtrack suggestions remind us that dining engages all senses, not just taste. And by connecting dishes to cultural histories and social movements, he invites us to consider the broader meanings of what we eat, to be mindful not just of flavors, but of food's place in our personal and collective stories. The Inspired Vegan concludes with acknowledgments that reveal the community effort behind Terry's work. He opens with gratitude to Creator, ancestors, his wife Jidan for her support during writing, and his daughter Mila Bear, for whom he wrote the book. This acknowledgement of lineage, both ancestral and future generations, perfectly encapsulates the book's approach to food as something that connects us across time. The book's visual elements further enhance its cultural impact. The art credits section catalogs family photographs, ink drawings, collages, screen prints, and paintings from various contributing artists. Notable pieces include Brett Cook's Free Breakfast for Children and Thay, Rachel Conte's portrait of Arundhati Roy, Robert Trujillo's Ms. Chisholm, historical photographs of Grace Lee Boggs and James Boggs, and Jidan Terry Kuhn's Young Making Instructions. These visual components transform the cookbook into a multi-sensory cultural artifact that honors collective creativity. What makes The Inspired Vegan truly remarkable is how it has influenced both individual cooking practices and broader conversations about food justice. Terry's approach to vegan cooking, emphasizing flavor, cultural heritage, and accessibility rather than deprivation or purity, has helped shift perceptions of plant-based eating. By grounding vegan recipes in African diaspora culinary traditions, he's challenged the whitewashing of plant-based cooking and created space for more diverse voices in the movement. His integration of food justice perspectives into accessible, delicious recipes has also helped bridge the gap between activism and everyday cooking. Rather than positioning these as separate realms, Terry demonstrates how each meal can be an opportunity to align our values with our actions, to nourish ourselves while considering our impact on others and the planet. Perhaps most importantly, The Inspired Vegan offers a vision of cooking as a revolutionary act of creativity, connection, and care. In a food system dominated by industrial production and disconnection, Terry's emphasis on mindful preparation, seasonal ingredients, cultural heritage, and communal eating represents a powerful alternative. His invitation to improvise, comparing cooking to jazz jam sessions and hip-hop ciphers, empowers readers to move beyond rigid recipe following toward a more intuitive, expressive relationship with food. As Terry writes in his introduction, he hopes the book will move seamlessly from your kitchen countertop to your coffee table to your nightstand, informing readers about food justice issues while, most importantly, inspiring them to cook. This seamless integration of pleasure and purpose, of personal nourishment and political awareness, is what makes The Inspired Vegan not just a cookbook, but a blueprint for a more conscious, connected way of feeding ourselves and our communities.